right. And you would have to change this association on all the channels if you didn't. The easier route is to just delete the second DMR ID that you put in, or modify the one that has the six-digit number and your call here in it. If you do that, it defaults to associating those already. So the first step that you're going to take is if you're doing it by the channels, once you open up the software, you're on the channel screen. You open each channel individually, and then on the right side of that window, there is a drop-down box labeled DMR ID, which is where you select the DMR IDs. That's how you change it on a per-channel basis. All right, and now wait one again while I go look up the other one.